This is a tape for those times in your life where everything may seem chaotic, not organized, difficult, and you may feel as though you're unable to slow down or moving too fast. It's a tape that I want you to relax as best you can in the beginning, allowing yourself to listen to my voice and the music in the background, knowing that you can make the changes necessary . Now there's a lot of times that we're facing difficult situations. There's a lot to do. And it's really a time of growth. Although we don't necessarily think with our conscious minds that we're growing. In fact, our unconscious minds are helping us a great deal. Yet our conscious minds are so involved with everything around us that we really don't understand. In fact, our conscious minds are sometimes fighting the situation, wanting a change to take place, and trying to make that change happen, forcing, pushing. Sometimes we have a picture of our future, and we project a negative image into the future based on how we're feeling now. And then we begin to compare ourselves with that negative image. And that sets up even more conflict, dissonance inside of ourselves. And you can just notice if you're doing that, and take this opportunity to learn some kindness for yourself, to let your conscious mind suspend any of those dialogues for a while, any dialogues you have about yourself. Perhaps you've been angry with yourself, or upset, or you've had that driving voice inside. Not that I want you to try to force all of that to go away. I just want you to have it be there in a way that you wouldn't have to be paying attention to it. It's as though the volume can be turned down, or you could just leave it playing in another room of your mind. Close the door and go to a safe place inside of yourself. Now, the concept of hypnosis is very, very simple. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. My voice is really a metaphor for your own voice. A voice that you might find in that safe room. A voice that could be speaking with you, and you could be learning many ways of speaking with yourself. Ways that should always be kind and respectful. I know sometimes when it gets chaotic, we don't always speak with ourselves that way. And it doesn't help. What helps is perhaps to keep the image of growing a flower. The flower starts with the seed. The seed is placed in the proper environment. And you could look upon this tape and listening to this tape as a good environment. And then the seed is watered and nourished. And certainly the music, my voice, could be the beginning of that water and nourishment. And after a while, the seed begins to sprout and grow into the flower that wants to bloom in the sunlight, open itself to the light. And in the process of that flower growing, you'll need to learn how to give the proper nourishment, care, and attention. I know that flowers don't grow by stepping on them, by treating them mean, or yelling at them. Certainly there's been enough experiments showing and proving how flowers respond to kindness and goodwill. I know at Findhorn, which is a community in Scotland, their plants grow to unbelievable sizes. And all the people there talk with the plants. They give those plants a lot of extra nourishment, and it shows. One can taste the quality in those plants. And it's the same for you. You may be at a difficult point, and yet if you want to grow, it's not going to help to be angry with yourself, to yell at yourself, or to any way abuse yourself. So if that's been going on whatever level and however minutely, just allow that to be suspended as this tape goes on. And as that happens, and you can just focus on the music, focus on your breathing, focus on a good image inside, perhaps the image of the flower growing. Perhaps you would like another image. Maybe you could imagine that you're floating in an ocean, It's a warm ocean. You know that you're safe and that the sun is comforting as your body just rises and effortlessly falls. And your mind begins to wonder, to wonder in a way that you could make some good choices for yourself. It's like sometimes everything around you can be very difficult, and you could take a nap and wake up and have a whole new perspective on your life and the situation. Sometimes you can solve a problem by not thinking about that problem. So just allow yourself to float. Float in that ocean inside of yourself. And while you're floating, you can imagine two dolphins swimming upwards from the ocean floor. And one dolphin comes to your left ear and begins to lick with its tongue so that you could hear the sounds deep inside of your ear. Whereas the other dolphin rises upwards to your right ear and begins licking. Simultaneously, the dolphins lick together. Listen. Discover what it is that you'll need to learn for right now. There are many experiences and many new possibilities. You could take those possibilities, you could look at them, feel them, accept them, hear them, even taste them down deep inside of yourself until the exact correct smell makes itself known and activates centers in your brain that you could know make forward the new understanding necessary in your life right now. And, would make those and I know that you know exactly what those are. And we could bring them up from the bottom of the ocean. And we could move them through your consciousness in a way that you could possibly begin to understand safely with your conscious mind. And it's really not necessary. Because in your unconscious, the depths are new, and we could go down below this lifetime. And yes, you could go into past lifetimes. We could go into the night realms where lifetimes themselves are formed. Perch the top of the water and those jewels into each place, making those understandings good necessary for you to discover new possibilities in your life. And you could look into feel inside yourself. Feel the rainbow crossing the top of the sky in a way that you know and what that means. New understandings that you can make those that you can understand yourself that even now. Could, as you look into would, a jewel and on will, your head and feel the quiet motion of you could in your spine. Put together the experiences of your past
how easy
experiences when you've come through
for you
something trying, difficult,
even though disorganized
and delayed.
And yet as you realize
from Atlantis
more,
turning,
you begin to
look
your
source
of that
disorganization,
that your eyes
sparkle with the possibilities
that you could
that
find
something new on the other side,
although at that time you couldn't look into your future.
Pulsation.
You could
that
know your future now because your future is your past. Your past from that point that you needed to make that new discovery.
And
it was in that new discovery that you found
it could be
how easy
it could
is to live.
And you could
how even at the most difficult moments,
possibly
at the most difficult times,
that
how easy it is to live.
Could listen,
how easy it is to live.
Listen to your voice.
And I want you to look into
and discover
as we swim down into the depths of your unconscious mind
and
bring forth experiences that you could examine and take from whatever it is you need right now for your
could possibly allow the sunbeams to
then
even
out of
your
difficult
of time open up.
You could do the learning necessary inside of
yourself
that you could
put
that learning together
to take the words that you know,
that the jewels of the sunlight that
you grab whatever
from the bottom of the ocean to bring
to the surface
of the rising and falling waves.
Listen
to the waves of water drift inside of you through your own unconscious mind. Currents beyond the understanding of even your most deepest thought. You can latch on to those and wait at the smooth, undulating motions of your own self to make the connections necessary for your own future. That if you could look back
on your own future
past now, you would see this most difficult time as something passing.
At least, you know, those
leading to new possibilities and a new sense of relaxation
inside yourself.
And we
that perhaps we haven't even imagined yet.
We want you
this
to
listen
to us as we bring the experiences from your own unconscious
from the depths upward
gathering
along as we let
you
bring
the jewels on the necessary
at the base of your spine
for you
to make
what is
your
need
to relax
for yourself
deeply down into your body. Now, taking that image in a way that you could know that your conscious mind can be involved anywhere it needs to be involved, allowing the volume of whatever difficult thoughts have passed your way to be suspended on that ocean in that conversation of the licking of those dolphins' tongues in your ears. Now allowing yourself to think about and make the understandings necessary so that as I'm speaking with you, I want you to allow your unconscious mind to bring forth a voice, your own voice, a voice inside of you that knows, that understands, a voice inside of you that even though the dissonance of this difficult time has been so loud that you've not made contact with that voice, that now you could. It's been there all along, and it can come forward as you quiet down, as your mind is occupied with whatever image is appropriate, floating on the ocean. A voice can come forward. The voice can tell you what you need to know. Allow yourself to enjoy and listen now.